It's going to be a tough challenge. Those are two great backs, and it's going to take the whole defensive unit to get the job done to try to stop them, because you see them on film, they break tackles, and they fight hard for extra yardage, so it's going to take a group effort to get the job done.
It's the first time you got to really play with Ha-Ha in that kind of setting. What was that like? How do you think he fared in his first game?
I think he did good. I mean, like, coming in, you can't really tell that he's a rookie because he's very composed and nothing really rattles him. So, I mean, he's a very smart football player, good football player, and he's very prepared and knows his job well.
What could he bring the defense? I mean, he was around the ball for a few plays and obviously had some missed tackles, but what element do you think he could bring?
I mean, he's a playmaker. He can make plays, and he's a football player, so that's the main thing. He can play ball and make plays.
Coach Capers the other day talked about just some opportunities you guys let get away on defense, you know, for some potential turnovers, things like that. So, I guess, A, how frustrating is that, and B, what do you do to sort of take advantage of those?
Just when the opportunity presents itself, we just got to take advantage of it. We can't hang our hats on this in the past. Now we just have to move on and just trust our techniques and trust the defense to put us in position to make plays. And when that happens, we got to make the best of our opportunities.
What you take on Chris Ivory and Chris Johnson going up against those guys?
Oh, they're real good backs. They're playmakers, and they're a key factor to those guys' team and to their offense. So, like I said, it's going to take a team effort to try to stop those guys.
What's your thoughts on Geno Smith?
He's a good quarterback, athletic quarterback, and he can make the throws, and he's the leader of their team.
Does it help having played against a quarterback like Russell Wilson to get you ready for a guy like that that can scramble and use his legs?
It just prepares you to know that with guys like that, you got to sometimes stick to your coverage a little bit longer. So he's got the capability to extend plays, so you just have to, like I say, it's going to take a team effort.
Morgan, how do you guys bounce back after having that tough game in Seattle and at home here against the Jets as far as defensively? In that run defense?
Just put it behind us, move on. This week is the most important week, can't dwell on it, and just keep growing together and getting prepared for the Jets.